This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heard firsthand what people in recaptured northeastern towns experienced under Russian forces in a rare trip outside the capital, Kyiv, Wednesday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on the aftermath of Russia's stunning retreat in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive.
President Volodymyr Zelensky greeting soldiers in the city of Balaklia, who responded, "Glory to Ukraine." Zelensky handed out awards, declaring the soldiers heroic. He then traveled on to Izium, where hand on heart, he watched the Ukrainian flag rise above the recaptured city and sang the national anthem. Russian forces fled last week as Ukrainian soldiers advanced through the northeastern Kharkiv region. Prosecutors have found six bodies with traces of torture in recently retaken villages, Zelensky telling reporters.
The view is very shocking, but it's not shock for me because we began to see the same pictures from Bucha.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the largest city in central Ukraine struggled to contain damage to its water system from Russian missile attacks. Officials say Kryvyi Rih was targeted by 8 cruise missiles on Wednesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi Jinping will hold a one-on-one meeting Thursday on the sidelines of a regional summit in the ancient Silk Road city of Samarkand. Putin and Xi will be joined by the leaders of India, Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, and several other countries for a two-day summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the Uzbek city that begins Thursday. The summit is a chance for Putin to show that Russia cannot be isolated internationally at a time when Moscow's forces are facing major battlefield setbacks in Ukraine. This is VOA News. The visit to Samarkand is the first foreign trip for Xi since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. The trip is an opportunity to shore up his credentials as a global statesman ahead of a pivotal Congress of the ruling Communist Party in October. The summit is also a chance for Putin and Xi to challenge Western global influence, especially the United States, which has led the charge in imposing sanctions on Russia over Ukraine and angered Beijing with recent shows of support for Taiwan. A union has said no to a tentative deal to avoid a looming railway strike deadline in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Members of one union have rejected a tentative contract with the largest freight railroads in the U.S. just days ahead of a strike deadline. About 4,900 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers District 19 voted to reject the contract. There are 12 unions, one with two separate divisions, and all must agree to the tentative deals to avert the Friday strike deadline. So far, 9 unions have agreed to tentative deals. Not only would a rail strike disrupt the nation's supply chain, but passenger rail would also be impacted because Amtrak and many commuter railroads operate on tracks owned by freight railroads. I'm Mike Gracia.
Amtrak has canceled all long-distance passenger trains because of the possible work stoppage. Authorities in South Korea say police arrested a woman Thursday on 2 murder charges from New Zealand, where the bodies of 2 long-dead children were found last month in abandoned suitcases. South Korean police say they detained the woman in the southeastern port city of Ulsan after New Zealand requested her extradition. The 42-year-old Korean-born New Zealand woman is suspected of fleeing to South Korea in 2018 after allegedly killing her children in Auckland. The children were 7 and 10 years old at the time of their deaths. The bodies were discovered last month after a New Zealand family bought abandoned goods, including the 2 suitcases, from a storage unit in Auckland. Police say the suitcases had been in storage for at least 3 or 4 years. Authorities say the New Zealand family had nothing to do with the deaths. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heard firsthand what people in recaptured northeastern towns experienced under Russian forces. Zelensky on Wednesday made a surprise visit to Izium, where he watched as the Ukrainian flag was raised above the city. Izium was once Russia's main stronghold and logistics hub in the region. Russian forces suffered a stunning reversal this month after Ukrainian troops made a rapid advance in Kharkiv, forcing a hasty withdrawal by Russian forces. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, go to voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA.